Guide Dogs. Annual Report 2020-2021. Community and Innovation Through Uncertain Times. President's Report. It has been another successful but challenging year for Guide Dogs Queensland. Adapting to the uncertainty of these past 12 months has required a tremendous effort, but I am pleased to report we remain in a strong financial position and our support for Queenslanders with low vision and blindness remain constant. Each decision at Guide Dogs continued to be made with clients as our central focus. I want to sincerely thank all staff and volunteers for their perseverance and dedication during this time. I also thank my fellow directors for the time and expertise they have devoted to the task of governing Guide Dogs Queensland during this unprecedented period. As is good governance practice, our board has undergone a process of renewal this year to ensure a good balance continues between experienced directors and those with new skills and fresh perspectives. We welcomed Tom Dupreez to the board earlier in the year. Tom is a chartered accountant and management accountant and brings with him extensive local and international experience as an auditor and advisor to companies in a variety of industries. A new appointment to the board was also made at the very end of the year, being Lydia Daly. Lydia is a highly accomplished workplace lawyer with extensive experience across the public and private sectors. Both bring exceptional skills to the board and we look forward to their contributions in 2022. Alongside those recent director appointments, we farewell two of our valued and long-serving board members, Lynette Reynolds and Arif Ali. Lynette was appointed to the board in November 2009 and served as company secretary and as a member of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee. Arif was appointed as a director in July 2010 and has served on both the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee and the Investment Committee. Arif has been a life member of Guide Dogs for over 20 years. I thank Lynette and Arif for their many years of dedicated service. Following endorsement at the 2020 Annual General Meeting, organisational name has now been officially changed to Guide Dogs Queensland Limited, formerly Guide Dogs for the Blind Association of Queensland. This aligns our registered business and trading names and more closely reflects how we are known by our supporters and the general public. At the same time, we also updated our constitution to ensure it remains a relevant and effective governance document for the organisation. I would also like to thank our donors and volunteer fundraisers, who stayed with us throughout the year. We continue to be inspired by your unwavering support. It is a privilege to be a part of a community of donors, supporters, volunteers and staff who are so dedicated to supporting Queenslanders with low vision and blindness to live the life they choose. Thank you for your contribution in whatever form it takes. With your ongoing support, I am confident in the organization's ability to adapt, both financially and operationally, to the ongoing impacts of the coronavirus. Richard Anderson, OAM President. CEO's message. Despite the continued impact of the coronavirus pandemic, Guide Dogs Queensland remained focused and stable this past year thanks to the support of our board, our staff and our incredible community of Guide Dogs supporters. The continued use of innovative work practices developed at the start of the pandemic has served us well, ensuring ongoing support and services for our clients through every challenge they faced. Using both video and phone platforms, our telehealth appointments have produced wonderful results and good feedback from our clients, especially in regional areas. Even with the ongoing pandemic restrictions and challenges, we placed 24 guide dogs and provided programs and assistance to over 500 individuals and their families across the state this past financial year. We also continued to expand and grow internally, prioritizing workplace wellness and a culture of connection during this isolating time. With a growing demand for services across Queensland, we welcomed to our team a dedicated assistive technology specialist, another guide dog mobility instructor and multiple occupational therapists to continue supporting clients across Queensland. We also continued work with the Department of Transport and Main Roads and various other organisations to advocate for accessibility. This work is integral to supporting people with low vision and blindness so they can feel safe and included in their local communities. Our new Client Liaison Committee is actively meeting and serving as a vital connection between our organisation and clients, sharing positive, constructive feedback on our services and discussing new initiatives for the future. We had 104 promising puppies born in the Guide Dogs Nursery, supported through their journey by our wonderful nursery team, volunteer raisers and boarders, veterinary staff, and the Canine Services team. Despite the pandemic, we were also able to run our first ever Giving Day in April. This new fundraising event used an online platform, pre-confirmed gifts and calls to supporters from volunteers to raise additional donations from our community of supporters. Well done to everyone involved. We also experienced strong continued support for our lotteries and our gifts in wills programs. Despite the decline in cash usage during 2020, Queenslanders still put lots of coins and notes into our iconic collection dogs in shopping centres all over the state, raising over $800,000 from this program last financial year. As we look forward, we remain focused on adapting to change and challenges, so we can continue delivering on our mission, to provide vital services and support to Queenslanders living with low vision and blindness. It is thanks to the community's generosity that we can continue achieving this and changing lives for the better. Michael Keightley, Chief Executive Officer. A message from our patron. As patron of Guide Dogs Queensland, it gives me great pleasure to provide this message of support to an organisation that continually delivers exceptional services and unwavering assistance to Queenslanders with vision and mobility loss. While 2020-2021 has been a challenging year, it also highlighted the trusted and vital connection to community Guide Dogs Queensland has developed over its 60-plus years of operation. The outstanding results of the first ever Guide Dogs Queensland Giving Day in April 2021 underscores the generosity of the many individuals and businesses in our state who share a deep appreciation for the freedom and independence that Guide Dogs Queensland provides. I am particularly pleased that 24 newly trained guide dogs could be placed, despite COVID-19 challenges. This past year has also seen Guide Dogs Queensland expand its team of instructors, including welcoming an assistive technology specialist. This commitment to expertise and innovation ensures that services are tailored to individual needs. On behalf of all Queenslanders, I congratulate Guide Dogs Queensland, its board, staff and dedicated volunteers for ensuring that people with vision loss are given the support they need to confidently pursue their goals. His Excellency the Honourable Paul de Jersey AC, CVO Governor of Queensland. Patron of Guide Dogs Queensland. Statement of profit or loss and other comprehensive income for the year ended the 30th of June 2021. Fundraising 2021, revenue $13,160,440, expenses $6,622,832, net $6,537,608, fundraising 2020. Revenue $9,575,545, expenses $4,713,752, net $4,861,793, services. Client services, 2021, revenue $761,079, expenses $3,635,340, net minus $2,874,261, services. Client services, 2020, revenue $812,597. Expenses $3,725,871. Net minus $2,913,274, services. Guide dog services and supply. 2021, revenue $942,026, expenses $5,483,849. Net minus $4,541,823, services. Guide dog services and supply. 2020, revenue $813,283. Expenses $4,982,267. Net minus $4,168,984, services total. 2021, revenue $1,703,105. Expenses $9,119,189, net minus $7,416,084, services total. 2020, revenue $1,625,880, expenses $8,708,138, net $7,082,258, other. Dividends and interest, 2021, revenue $553,304, expenses $216,132, net $337,172, other. Dividends and interest, 2020, revenue $745,958, expenses $264,294. Net $481,664, other, 2021. Revenue $1,366,027, expenses $684,112. Net $681,915. Other, 2020, revenue $1,313,620. Expenses $799,425, net $514,195, gain, loss, on financial assets at fair value through profit or loss. 2021, revenue $1,580,397, net $1,580,397, gain, loss, on financial assets at fair value through profit or loss. 2020, expenses $984,096. net minus $984,096, gain, loss, on sale of non-current assets. 2021, revenue $556,816, net $556,816. Other totals. 2021, revenue $4,056,544, expenses $900,244, net $3,156,300, other totals. 2020, revenue $2,059,578, expenses $2,047,815, net $11,763. Deficit, surplus before income tax. 2021, $2,277,824. Deficit, surplus before income tax. 2020, minus $2,208,702, other comprehensive, loss, income. Changes in the fair value of debt instruments at fair value through other comprehensive income. 2021, $186,733, 2020, minus $172,692, other comprehensive, loss, income. 2021, $186,733, 2020, minus $172,692, total comprehensive, loss, income for the year. 2021, $2,464,557, 2020, minus $2,381,394. These figures have been extracted from the annual financial report, which are available on our website at guidedogsqld.com.au. The annual financial report was given an unqualified opinion by our auditors. Statement of financial position, current assets, 2021, cash on hand, $3,305,691, trade and other receivables, $781,178, inventories on hand, $2,321,444, term deposits, $1,500,000, assets held for sale, none. Total current assets, $7,908,313, current assets, 2020, cash on hand, $3,114,548, trade and other receivables, $1,124,038, inventories on hand, $2,653,480, term deposits, $2 million, assets held for sale, $544,787, total current assets, $9,436,853, non-current assets. 2021, property, plant and equipment, $5,904,895, intangible assets, $303,687, right of use assets, $643,233, investments, $15,151,846, total non-current assets, $22,003,661, total assets, $29,911,974, non-current assets. 2020, property, plant and equipment, $6,178,478, intangible assets, $147,434, right of use assets, $416,426, investments, $12,544,713, total non-current assets, $19,287,051, total assets, $28,723,904, current liabilities. 2021, accounts payable and other payables, $885,211, employee provisions, $1,278,839, lease liability, $170,970, other liabilities, $325,540, total current liabilities, $2,660,560, current liabilities. 2020, accounts payable and other payables, $2,350,724, employee provisions, $1,179,479, lease liability, $130,081, other liabilities, $481,559, total current liabilities, $4,141,843, non-current liabilities. 2021, employee provisions, $80,070, lease liability, $500,491, total non-current liabilities, $580,561, non-current liabilities. 2020, employee provisions, $75,199, lease liability, $300,566, total non-current liabilities, $375,765, total liabilities. 2021, $3,241,121. Net assets, 2021, $26,670,853. Total liabilities, 2020, $4,517,608. Net assets, 2021, $24,206,296. Equity, 2021. Retained surplus, $26,473,914. Reserve, $196,939. Total equity, $26,670,853. Equity, 2020. Retained surplus, $24,196,090. Reserve, $10,206. Total equity, $24,206,296. These figures have been extracted from the annual financial report, which are available on our website at guidedogsqld.com.au. The annual financial report was given an unqualified opinion by our auditors. Our board of directors, Richard Anderson OAM. President, BCom FCAFCPA. Mr. Richard Anderson, OAM, joined the board of Guide Dogs Queensland in August 1980 and has served as president since 1990. Richard is also a member of the board of Guide Dogs Australia. Richard is chairman of the board of Data Number 3 Limited and chairman of the board of Lindsay Australia Limited. Formerly a partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, Richard was the firm's managing partner in Queensland and a member of the firm's national committee. He has also been a member of the Board of Trustees of Brisbane Grammar School and the Capital Markets Board of Queensland Treasury Corporation and a member of the Board of Naomi Cotton Limited. Leanne Muller, Vice President, BCom, CA, ASIA, GAICD. Ms. Leanne Muller joined the board as a director in April 2005 and serves as Vice President. Leanne is also a member of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee of the board. Leanne is a chartered accountant and experienced senior finance executive having held chief financial officer, CFO, or equivalent, roles within Energex Limited, 1998-2006, Uniting Care Queensland, 2006-07, and RACQ Group, 2008-14. Leanne also worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers, in both Brisbane and Papua New Guinea, and with the Australian Securities Commission. In addition to her role with Guide Dogs, she also serves as a non-executive director of Data Number 3 Limited, Sugar Terminals Limited, Peak Services Group and Hine Timber Group. Drew Jackson, BCom, MSc, Finance, CFA, GAICD. Mr. Drew Jackson was appointed to the board in August 2016, becoming chairman of the Investment Committee in December 2018. Drew has been involved in capital markets and investment for 25 years, including more than 10 years as a portfolio manager in London with Cazenove Capital and Herald Investment Management. Drew is currently the head of group investment for the RACQ Group. He is also a director of Ticketmates PL, Australia's largest events and attraction ticketing platform. David Swain, RN Dip Bus, BHITHSC, Med, GAICD. Wharton AMP. Mr. David Swain joined the board in February 2019 and is a member of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee of the board, and the Client Services Liaison Committee. David's qualifications and experience span health, business, compliance, education, industrial relations and corporate governance. He has developed and managed a large and diverse range of industry-leading services across seniors care, social housing and community services. He is the Chief Operating Officer of Bolton Clark, one of the largest Australian-owned and operated not-for-profit healthcare and independent living service providers. David is a founding director and current chair of the Community Services Industry Alliance, and an active contributor to policy and practice reform. Tom Dupries, BCom ONS, CA, FCMA, CGMA. Mr. Tom Dupries was appointed to the board on 2 September 2020 and was appointed chair of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee in March 2021. Tom is a chartered accountant and management accountant with extensive local and international experience as an auditor and advisor of small and large international and listed companies in a variety of industries. Tom has been a partner with EY Brisbane since 2011, and prior to this was a director with PricewaterhouseCoopers for 3 years. Tom was also chairman of the board for the Australian and New Zealand region for CEMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, for 2 years up until 2018. In addition to his role with Guide Dogs, he also serves as a member of the Finance Audit and Risk Committee of the Queensland Museum Network. Lydia Daly, LLB, BB, BBM, Certificate II Horticulture. Ms. Lydia Daly joined the board on 23 September 2021 and is a member of the board's Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee. Lydia is an experienced workplace lawyer and has worked with not-for-profit organisations, Queensland state government agencies and local councils providing legal solutions for over 20 years. Lydia is a partner at McCullough Robertson Lawyers and is also on the Management Committee of the Industrial Relations Society of Queensland. In loving memory of Alan Smith, Alma Reeves, Andrew Cowell, Barbara Borrowman, Bevan Meredith, Christopher Darby, Constance Kay, Darlene Olson, Del Allnut, Donald and Veronica Seow, Dorothy Jory, Dulcie Russell, Elizabeth Collett, Elizabeth MacDonald Gower, Elwyn Grieve, Erica Rose, Faye Galley, Florence Miles, Gary Perrett, Jeffrey Walton, George G., Gillian Russell Davis, Gladys Doughty, Hans Ross, Heather Gibson, J.M. Moffat, Jack Veith, James Groove, Janelle French, Jean Morton, Joan Godfrey, Joan Lamprecht, John Farrell, John Finnick, John McTash Broom, Joseph and Josephine Schaefer, Joyce Marshall, Judith Crichton, Judith Hodkinson, Kathleen Boyk, Kathleen Stark, Kevin Clark, Leslie Council, Lillian McBeath, Lizalot Payer, Marie Marr, Margaret Ridgway, Margaret Roderick, Martin Den, Mary Rattenbury, Maureen Anderson, Maureen Machin, May and Gwendolyn Lord, Mervyn Jerd, Michael Stevenson, Milvia Valenta, Miriam Vaughan, Nellie Hunter, Noel Schollenberger, Peter Heath, Phyllis Taylor, Rendover Smith, Robert Patterson, Robin Fraser, Rowley and Lorraine Abigail, Shirley Doolan, Shirley Reed, Shirley Wrench, Susie Wilson, Thomas Morrison, Vicky Spanring, Vondel Stacey. Thanks to the visionary generosity of the above supporters, we received donations of $500 to $1 million from their estates in 2020-21. Thank you to our valued supporters. Puppy sponsors: Angus and Elaine Chalmers, Francis Broad, Gary Maxwell Mackey, Janice Paris, Ray and Coral Trestrail Spaceframe Buildings Pty Ltd., the Nextra TM Group. Philanthropic grants: City of Gold Coast Seniors Week, Department of Justice and Attorney General, Eastern Star Foundation, Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust, Siren Holdings, the Anne Helen Toakley Charitable Endowment. Philanthropists: Alfio Sorbelio, Andrew Grieg, Arthur Whitney, Brendan and Fiona Kemp, Christine Appleton, Daniel Huff, David and Clover Atherton, Dinny Gamers, Doug and Leona Jess, Dr. John and Mrs. Paulette Goodell, Dr. Penelope Graff, Edward and Francis Wall, Elizabeth Kopp, Jeffrey Hartnett, Hugh Olson, Jay Stewart, Janelle Elwood, Jeffrey Potter, Joy Stewart, Judy Craig, Karen Eslick, Lawrence and Del Dunn, Lyndall Brown, Lyndon and Beryl Diamond Charitable Trust, Mary Bargman, Maureen Stevenson, Michael and Helen Betts, Miriam Harvey, Norman Brown, P. Sherwood, Priscilla McClellan, Ray and Coral Trestrail, Robert Downs, Rohan McCall, Sakuriko Mori, Sister Pamela Burke, the late Robin McCosker, Tim Cromelin, Trevor Lloyd. Community supporters: 3B Creative, ACI Glass Packaging, Allianz, Auto and General Holdings and Compare the Market, Big Top Shopping Center, Big W Strathpine, Bribie Island Group, Bunnings Castledine, Caloundra Shopping Center, Eka Entertainment, Ernst & Young, Gold Coast Titan Community Benefit Funding, Hand Heart Pocket, the Charity of Freemasons Queensland, Great Priory of Queensland, Kiwana Shopping World, McInnes Wilson Lawyers, National Australia Bank, Nambour Plaza, Noosa Village, Redcliffe First Settlement, Lynn Theatre Lodge No. 287, Qantas Airways Limited, Queensland Rail, RACQ, Return, Stella Asia Pacific, Stockland Batinia, Suncorp Group, Sunshine Plaza, Westpac. Corporate supporters: Accent Benchtops, Ainsley Bullion, AMP Foundation, BHP, Blackout Electrical Solutions, Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health Australia, NextGuard Registered, HeartGuard 30 Registered Plus, Paragard Registered and Canine Vaccines, Burford Reinforced Plastics, Cleanaway Skips, Coles, Comiskey Family Foundation, Cornet Supermarkets, Eden's Hill Hotel, Eden Health Retreat, Greenston Financial Services, IDEX, JJ Richards Pty Ltd., Just Jeans AB Services, Com Company, Lion, Lloyd's Auctions, McCullough Robertson Lawyers, Mercury IT, Metcash Food and Grocery, IGA, Bore by Blackmores, Penguin Random House Australia, Petstock Assist, Peconi's Super IGA, Queensland Fertility Group, Richie's Supermarkets and Liquor Stores, Spaceframe Buildings Pty Ltd., the Deloitte Foundation, the Coralban Valley, the Linton Group, the Nextra TM Group, Viva Energy Australia, Westpac Group, Woolworths, Yong Foundation. Our 10 and 15 year award volunteers. 10-year volunteers: Anne Campbell, Bev Brown, Bob Brooks, Donald Peel, Jennifer Cavill, Junie Brooks. 15-year volunteers: Chris Roberts, Lee Daunt. Guy Dobbs, 1978 Gympie Road, Bald Hills, Queensland 4036. Free call 1-800-810-122. guidedogsqld.com.au. ABN 89009736649.